Oh my, look what we have here. It seems something has stumbled into my trap. So, you are the filthy beast that's been defiling my woods. How curious. You know, I thought it might have been a rabid bear, or some dire beast that was just hopelessly lost, or even a man, but no. The knocked over trees, the half-eaten kills, of course it was an ogre. A great, stinking, brainless ogre. So, mighty ogre, just what am I to do with you? No, don't struggle. It may seem as though your bindings are just vines, yet the harder you struggle, the more they'll constrict. Thin, perhaps, but not fragile. Quite unbreakable, even for a monster of your strength. So, what am I to do? I think I'll have a little fun. I can see you're aroused, despite yourself. Is my manner of dress appealing to you? Of course it is. You may cover yourself with that rag because your simple hands can do little better, but my garments have been woven of the forest itself, revealing as they are. I dare say I look better than the finest of any empress in all her jewels and silks. Honestly, the sight is wasted on you. Look here, brute, if you can drag your eyes away from my breasts. Down here, between my legs. Oh, yes. That's a sight you can't look away from, isn't it? Perfect. Just like every inch of me. But that isn't why you're staring, is it? All you seek is a warm hole to rut. After all, you're a little more than a beast yourself, aren't you? Perhaps you're eager for a better look. Watch carefully while I spread myself. Do you see? Pink and perfect, wet and welcoming, the sex of a spirit of the forest. Nothing would be more pleasurable than to sink into it with that brutish, filthy thing between your legs. A pity that you'll never have the chance. Oh, I know how you desperately want it. Many men have come to these woods and found me, all desirous of my love. Some were charming, some handsome. Some held fair prowess in combat, but I wouldn't share my bed with the greatest of them, let alone an abomination like you. My desires run in different directions. You aren't hard yet. Is sight not enough for you, dim creature? Perhaps I'll deign to grace you with my touch. Not with my hands, though. I wouldn't sully them with whatever you're carrying. For a creature like you, the bottom of my foot should more than suffice. Ah, there we are. Are you enjoying this? You ought to be. It is, after all, only natural that a thing like you is trodden on by your betters, which I most assuredly am. Go on, revel in it. This is your place. Ugh, must you make such foul noises? I suppose you can't help it, can you? Even the touch of my foot is a greater luxury than you've ever had. Oh, by the forest, I thought you weren't going to get any bigger. It seems I was wrong. That'll be the last time I underestimate you, mighty ogre. There you go. No more struggling. You can't get free. That should be clear by now. Submit, and I'll at least grant you a brief moment of pleasure before... Did you just... Come! Ugh, no, it doesn't look like it. You just got a little overexcited. You certainly are productive, though. You've made a mess of my foot. Perhaps your tongue would make an acceptable rag to wash it clean. Oh, no, actually, I don't think so. I don't believe you have the intelligence not to bite. Your filthy rags will do just fine. And as for your cock... That got your attention. Did that feel bad, you ox? Did that hurt? Oh, you're struggling again. Struggle all you like, it won't help. I told you, didn't I? You're not getting free. You have no purpose but to please me, and your pain pleases me greatly. Now, what if I... Oh, how quickly your struggles stop, brute. What's wrong? Do you not like how my foot is pressing upon that fat, tender ball? But it feels so nice beneath my foot, especially when I move my weight like this. You know, I was growing quite tired of those bellows and roars. These sounds you're making now, though, they're simply exquisite. What are you asking, ogre? Do you want me to stop? To let you go? I'm trying to understand, but you just keep whimpering. Oh, I understand. You're saying, please step on me, oh powerful and beautiful spirit. Of course, mighty ogre. You needn't even ask. Oh, and I suppose I broke my oath. I did lay a hand on your cock. Your great, throbbing, heavy, thick cock. All right, stop whining. I'm leaving you intact, for now. I want to try something. Hold still. Still, I said. Stars, beast, can you even comprehend what I'm saying? That's better. Now stay still. One wrong move and those bindings will be around your neck. My goodness, you're as broad as a bear. Were I not as lithe and graceful, it might be a strain to straddle you like this. Now... Oh, you are big. I can feel you spreading my lips. Oh, this is wrong. But it feels so good. You ought to be honoured, ogre. This is the nearest any being has been to entering me. Even if, in the end, you won't. Gods, I think you couldn't. Your species females must be miserable. But you are quite pleasing to tease myself with. Oh, stop that growling. You aren't getting any more worm. Never in 1,000 ages would I let a thing like you inside... Hey! What did I say about struggling? That's it. Forest, obey my will. Ha! Not so noisy now, are we? What's wrong? Can't breathe? Well, I don't see any problem with that. In fact, I think I'll just hold you down until that big heart gives... Oh, fuck. Now, hold on. I know I've been rather brusque with you, but that was all a misunderstanding. You know, I've been thinking. You're a part of nature too, aren't you? I mean, this forest isn't mine, really. I don't own it or anything. I'm just its eternal spirit and protector, hardly attached at all. So if you wanted to knock over a few trees, eat a few deer, what's the harm? Practically none, if you ask me. I mean, noble ogre. And have I commented on how noble the set of your brow is? really, your features are statuesque, and I don't even like statues. I mean, fuck, that is, noble ogre. I can just tell from your big, mean, scary, angry face that you don't take stock in the concept of vengeance or retribution or any of that, right? No, a fair and just being like yourself, all you want to do is let go of my arms and let me rush into the trees so we can pretend this never happened, right? Right? Oh gods, wait, I can give you food. At my bidding, the animals of the wood will just line up for you. I can give you water. The streams will bend and flow at your feet. I can shelter you or give you a chest of amber. Wait, please just stop. No, it's not going to fit. It's not. Oh fuck. No. Oh, stars, it's too much. I'm too full. Oh God, it's happening. This shouldn't be happening to me. I'm a maiden spirit of the forest, not some cheap whore. You can't do this to me. You're going to fucking ruin me. You can't do. Oh, fuck. Don't you? You're going to take me away, sling me over your shoulder like a freshly slain calf, and walk right out of the forest, away from the trees, from the source of my power, where I'll be unable to lift a finger against you. Where I'll be yours.
Hey, where are you going? You're just leaving me here. What the fuck? Ugh, why are my legs so shaky? No, stop running, you great big bastard. Hey! Hey! How dare he? Forrest, attend me. I want him found. That stud, that stupid ogre, just abandoned me. I'm going to find him, and I will, if I have to tear down this forest myself. And when I do, he's going to come to terms with the consequences of his actions. Non-sexually.